Welcome back to Fred Nats on Deck. I'm Jack Smith with Justin Lord, third season as his pitching coach, and here for the pregame interview. Lordy, I feel like as a pitching coach, probably the best day ever would be a perfect game. Second best day would be a no-hitter, but third best would be a shutout. You almost saw the first two, but got the shutout on Tuesday. Just overall, what did you see in that 2-0 win?
The boys threw strikes. They went after hitters. They attacked the strike zone like we talk about all the time, and they did a good job executing, you know, and not chasing the strikeout, so to speak. I mean, Travis had a few there that first time through the order, but Brian did a heck of a job pitching to contact, getting ground balls, keeping the team engaged in it. You know, we were fortunate to complete a no-hitter last year, which was really fun. And I've been close on a few others, but, I mean, the boys have been working their tails off the last 2 weeks. They've been throwing the ball well and really coming together as a staff. And so it was kind of fun to see Tuesday night.
Before we get into the recent success of just kind of the overall staff, Travis Okoro was activated and got moved up to Wilmington. If Tuesday was the last time he did pitch in a Fred Nat uniform, at least for a long time, what's the main thing you'll remember from his 2 years here?
Just his work ethic and his routine. I mean, Travis is very driven, you know. He has a great idea of what he's trying to accomplish on a daily basis, and especially on his game days. I mean, the kid's a competitor. He wants the ball when the game's on the line. When the game matters, he wants the ball in his hands, and he's a guy you want to give it to. I mean, he just had a way about going about his business and taking it serious and trying to put himself in the best position to be a big leaguer. And so that was good to have.
If there's one thing that you had to pick that makes you most confident he will be a big leaguer, what would you say?
It's probably his drive, you know, his determination and the preparation he puts in on a daily basis to get himself in that position to have an opportunity. So I think that's probably the one thing I would say with him. He's got good stuff. You can't deny his stuff, but it's more, I think, his determination and his work ethic that's going to get him there.
He covered three of the innings on Tuesday, and obviously he was dominant. But then Brian Polanco comes in. He throws six scoreless out of the bullpen, and he's been so good as of late. What stood out to you most about the way he's pitched recently?
Really very simple philosophy of pitching that we talk with all these guys. It's changing speeds, getting ahead, throwing strikes. You know, he only walked one guy. He did hit one. It was an early count. Didn't get deep there. And the only hit he gave up was a single, you know. And so he mixed, changed speeds, worked the ball in and out, up and down, and kept guys off balance and induced a lot of weak contact. And there's just things that we preach. And so he took it to heart and executed it and had good results because of it.
And you told Eric a couple weeks ago, pitching is simple but not easy, and he feels like a guy that's able to execute that simple pitching. What do you think it is about him that allows him to do that?
I think it's believing in his stuff. I mean, he's constantly working to get better like all these guys are, you know, and realizing that a lot of times more strikeouts come with more strikes and being able to get ahead. And if a guy gets himself out before two strikes and you don't have a chance to strike him out, that's fine with us, you know. We live in an era that the strikeouts are definitely highlighted and definitely prioritized, but to see a guy pitch and keep his infield engaged and everybody's touching the ball and having an opportunity to get involved, I mean, he attacked the zone and got a lot of early outs. I think he only threw maybe 76, 78 pitches in six innings, so he was very efficient in his work too, which gives him the opportunity to get deep into a ball game.
The last pregame show interview you did was in April, you know, a month that was dominated by the bullpen and the starting pitching was taking some time to come around. Now, over the past week, it's been, in terms of ERA, the best starting rotation in all of minor league baseball. What do you think's been the key for that group?
Same thing. I mean, giving the team a chance to win, you know, getting outs, attacking the strike zone, getting ahead. They're all basic principles that we teach and probably 29 other organizations teach, but these guys have actually put it into action and seen the results of it, you know. They feed off each other. I mean, they hand the ball off to the next guy and believe in one another and believe in the process. And their preparation every day is great, you know. They work on this stuff in their throwing programs, bullpens, extra work, early work, everything. I think it's just starting to culminate into, you know, the type of output and outcome you want when guys work hard.
Xander Meckley was excellent in Delmarva, and he gets the ball again today. What made him good in Delmarva, and what steps are you looking for him to take tonight?
similar, just continuing to throw strikes and getting ahead of guys. You know, not holding back. I mean, trusting his stuff and being aggressive. I mean, sometimes guys can maybe get a little careful and try to be a little fine with their stuff. But, I mean, Mech has got really good stuff. And then just hoping to see tonight of him getting ahead and then effectively changing speeds early and late and putting guys away when he has an opportunity to.
And then talking about that bullpen, it's a group that's seen a bunch of guys go up levels. There's been some turnover. How can you ensure that whatever the combination of guys that you do have out there, they're all fighting for that same goal and the success is keeping up despite who's in the bullpen?
Well, I mean, it's getting guys opportunities to pitch. You know, we're trying to get these guys in at least twice a week. Sometimes they get in three times a week, but the more they can touch the mound, the sharper they're going to be as well. And so trying not to go too long in between outings, I think, is effective for them. Even if it's only one inning or a third of an inning or two-thirds of an inning, at least they're touching the mound and having an opportunity to face hitters in the other box. You know, unfortunately, we had a rainout last week, which cut out four innings of that series for our bullpen, and then we had a rainout this week that's going to eliminate four possible innings as well. So trying to get the guys in there to pitch and to get an opportunity in the game, I believe that's what keeps those guys sharp. And then, they feed off each other, and they work together really well.
All right, Justin Lord, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Jack.